Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. For many years, grains from South Texas farmers' fields have been exported through the Port Corpus Christi. DDA Administrator Rick Rhodes joins us today to share a little history.
You know, Tony, we all know that ag is a big business in Texas. In fact, the state's agriculture exports totaled over $6 billion in 2012. One particular spot that's been home to commerce for nearly a century is the Port of Corpus Christi. It opened back in 1926. In the beginning, local cotton and grain were exported from area farms out of the port, and the first business to open at the port was a cotton compress company. By the late 1940s, grain sorghum from the coastal Bend area had become a well-known commodity, and the port's grain elevator opened in 1953.
How does the port compare to others?
You know, the Port of Corpus Christi is the fifth largest port in the United States in terms of total tonnage, with more than 80 million tons shipped annually. Plus, and this is amazing, there's more than 66,000 jobs are supported by activity related to the Port of Corpus Christi.
That's pretty impressive. Are there any newcomers?
Tony, it's constantly growing, and companies from across the world are investing in the area. Future improvements will include deepening the channel, a higher harbor bridge, more rail yard construction, and that'll be just to name a few, that'll really help improve the export shipping on our coastal area.
And they kind of have to with the expansion of the Panama Canal. They're going to have some bigger ships coming in.
Exactly. That's going to create some really nice opportunities for us.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.